This is Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye!
I'm Danny Kaye.
Ah, a likely story.
I'm Danny Kaye, I tell you. What can I do? How can I prove it to you fellas? I've got it. Read it. He's with me. Milking machine. I'm Danny Kaye.
Hi, I'm Zoe Dean. I've got a question for you. What does the name Danny Kaye mean to you? To some, the name may only mean that redheaded guy they see once a year during the holidays and white Christmas. To others, the name brings forth images of a guy in a fool's costume singing a tongue twister in front of a king and the court jester. Others may only see him as Georgie, the bumbling but lovable peasant turned government inspector by mistaken identity in the Inspector General. Tragically, to some under the age of 30, the name may not mean anything at all. And yet, to still others over the age of 50 and up, the image of Danny Kaye evokes something more. Danny Kaye himself was in fact a man of many talents, interests, and abilities. A Chinese cook with his own Chinese kitchen built into the alley of his home to boot. A licensed commercial and private pilot. A comedian, singer, entertainer, and a humanitarian who dedicated 33 years of his life to working for UNICEF, the United Nations Emergency Children's Fund, from 1952 until his death in 1987. Danny Kaye was many things. But the thing about him that is most important is he was absolutely adored and passionately loved by all who followed his career. And he is still loved, very deeply, by thousands of people around the world to this day, 32 years after his death. This podcast is based on his career, in the hopes that his name, his legacy, and all that he stood for will touch the lives of its listeners and increase his fan base even further. In people of all ages. If you love movies and are particularly fond of comedies, musicals, and even dramas, this podcast is one you'll want to add to your subscriptions list. We will primarily be covering Danny's films, beginning with his earliest pre-Hollywood projects, known as the educational shorts, which were done in the 1930s. Danny's film career officially began in 1944 and carried on until 1986. But, being the Renaissance man that he was, he did so much more than just play goofy parts in comedy movies. His abilities were so much deeper and more complex than that. Curious? Then join us, won't you? As my friend, Sarah, and I present to you, At the Movies, exploring the career of Danny Kaye, right here on iTunes.